Dear friends, welcome to the Mindful Maya podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to understanding the phenomenon of the mind and be free from its conditions. The series features various talk shows given by the mystic Maya around the world in what he calls the conversation from the silence to the silence.
As human beings, we do anything to forget ourselves, to be away from the conscious presence of who we are. We do anything. All our day-to-day activities, from waking up till before falling asleep, everything is focused on forgetting ourselves. While forgetting ourselves is not necessarily bad or good, there are ways which we can use this forgetting ourselves to help our life on this physical reality as long as we live. For example, what does it mean by hobby? And what does it mean by work? So work may be something that gives us boredom pretty soon, that we don't want to do, or we find excuses, or we try to shorten the time of work. This makes us clumsy in what we do. However, when we are following our hobby, for example, somebody likes to write music as a hobby, or play golf for a hobby, or do athletics. In the case of hobby, what happens is we are still forgetting ourselves, but this all the time that we forget ourselves is being used to justify the forgetting in exchange for the sense of freedom and the sense of achievement that we get from the hobbies. In both cases of hobbies and work, we are still forgetting ourselves. We do anything to not remember ourselves. And it has a very deeper psychological meaning to not try to remember ourselves. Firstly, because we do not know who we are. On the surface, we know our name, we know what we are, what we do, we know our friends, families. We think we know all of these things. The moment we reach a little bit inwards from this surface, we start to fail. All our identities, all our associations, all our stories, everything will start to fade away, and we enter into this space of unknownness. Then this unknownness is what we fear, or it seems that this is the state what we fear, the state of not knowing, because as in the surface of the mind, let's say, or as the mental phenomena, being a human being, we like to believe that we know, to the point that whatever we believe, we repeat it again and again and again and again and again in our mind, to the point it becomes a mantra and a deeper hypnosis is achieved, by which we have a feeling that we know for certain what we know. And it can be our name, it can start from our name to different ideas, to ideologies and different thoughts that comes to us. Everything that has to do with a human life in terms of perception and projection. And this is okay. It is still working in the surface of the mind, and it is helpful for humanity at mass, in groups, it is helpful for a cultural entity or a societal entity, which is a group of or collection of many people. But as we reach down to the core of our own individual being, these systems start to fail. They cannot function anymore. Because to understand me as somebody, I need somebody else. And if we both share a common understanding of what is me, who am I, then it makes sense for me and the other person, and this other is more than one person as well. When that happens, we all sit in a thought or understanding that this is this person. But when each individual's in participation starts to go inwards and starts to see their own individual realities, that is where all the outer adjustments starts to fail. And it is because the more we start to look inwards, the more we find out that the outer adjustments are merely adjustments. They are there to help us find our way through the life and in turn probably help the humanity and get help from the humanity. But as we start to go in, and these outer layers will start to seem just for the adjustments and not the total truth. And the mind, which believes in the repetition and whatever is repeated in the mind as the truth, finds in this state of emptiness, or when the mind understands that all of these are merely adjustments, then it itself starts to deconstruct itself, or it starts to shake. All the foundations of the mind itself starts to shake, because it survives, it exists in the foundation of repeated thoughts and memories, ultimately giving it a rise of an understanding of who it is, what it is doing, what it should be doing, what is good, what is bad. And in terms of dualities, the mind sees the world. As an individual goes more inwards, this duality starts to break, or we can even say that the presence of the duality is there with or without the support of the mind. Whether a mind says, good is good, I like it, and bad is not good, I don't like it. From this perspective, or this vantage point, the mind itself starts to see that both good and bad exists simultaneously as part of one being. And this largely shakes the foundation of the mind itself. That is what we are afraid of, what the mind is afraid of. And because we identify ourselves with the mind, whatever goes to the mind, we identify ourselves with it. We forget to realize that there is a position inside each one of us, which is at a vantage point from which the functionings of the mind is clearly visible, and the changes around that individual is visible by that individual and no one else except for that individual. This is understandable, that it brings fear of not knowing then who that individual is. Before this point, the individual would be saying, this is me, this is my name, this is my characters, this is my identity, this is my thoughts, my ideology. But from this point onwards, the mind is a separate entity or separate function, and the individual is a separate function. This separation is something that brings tremendous fear among we, us, human beings. And it does not really matter if a person has thought about it or not thought about it, deeper in the sense of a subconscious state of that person's mind, it is always there. Because in the core, the individual knows that everything that individual has accumulated, known, is temporary and is given to that individual. And on the top of that, we do not know where we have come from. We do not know how our memories are formed, how our identities are formed inside our mind. And we do not know where we are embarking after our death. So we find a sense of safety not thinking about these things before birth and after death. And not thinking about these things in also in terms of going to sleep, where do we go? What is it that continues our breath and keeps us alive throughout the night when we are falling asleep? We find it easier to attach ourselves into ideologies, different isms that we have all around the world, based on different culture, different societies, different countries, different religions, different stories, basically different groups of people. And we knowingly try to avoid that when we sleep, it's the same phenomenon for each and every individual of all the existing groups, sects, societies, countries. Every single people in the human race at this point in time or in the past or in the future, that when we go to sleep, it's the same phenomenon how we fall asleep. That when we are born, it's the same phenomenon of how we are born, and it's the same phenomenon how we die. It gives us a sense of security and ease to be with a group and an ideology of the group. So we tend to be attracted towards different ideologies and associate ourselves with certain groups. However, an individual journey is when the person starts to see that all of these different associations are on the external level of his or her reality. So, not knowing is something highly fearful for the individual. It does not really matter if the person knows or do not know about this situation, but this exists in each and every human being. Subconsciously, let's say, or unconsciously, it is there in the mind to not have the thought of who I am or who am I. What is it that is there when I go to sleep? What is it that happens when I am unconscious about my own being and yet something continues? Who am I then when I come back into the consciousness and I say, this is me, this is my body? What is it that claims the body of that person when the person is unconscious or goes to sleep? So these are these different thoughts. Yet these are thoughts. These are the thoughts that start to invoke different layers of existing within an individual's own body and mind. And unfortunately, until that happens, until it happens that an individual starts to self-examine inwards and self-exploration, most importantly, inwards, then there is no finding of peace. Because as long as we live in the ideologies, one idea is always different than another idea. And the more an idea, a certain idea, has been revolving around one person's mind, the person starts to think that idea as the reality. And there are 8-9 billion people who have different ideas. Each person has a different universe, how they perceive. So there are clashes bound to happen. And let's give an example of two people coming from different ideological backgrounds and different cultural backgrounds. When they sit together and observe in silence what happens inside of themselves, then they come to a common understanding of these phenomena of inside of their own individual beings. the phenomenon of how the mind processes ideas, the phenomenon of the connection of the self with the ideologies and identities and different stories. When these two people realize the phenomenon itself and not the ideas and ideologies, then they can still have their own ideologies, yet understand on a deeper level that they are no different. Therefore, a peace can only be achieved between individuals and not between groups. Yes, if all the people in the group has gone inwards and known their own internal phenomenons, then it can be possible. Otherwise, achieving internal peace is entirely individual experience and individual journey. Even though if it's in a group of more than two people, let's say as an example, it is still individual journey for each member of the group. They have to go inwards, they have to see their internal processes, they have to find different layers of the mind, and until and unless they find their own individual layers of internal existence, they cannot understand what the others have seen inwards. And there is a fear that it simply becomes a textbook or spoken language of human psychology, which will never be understood by a person unless they go inwards. Then it becomes that person's own experience of these different layers. When everyone in a group has experienced that, then they have understood the root cause of differences, the root cause of problems, and the root cause of existence of the problems and the violence. Then it is possible for this group to come together and simply share their state of internal relaxation. And this is the peace that we go on talking all around the world. We demand for peace, yet more and more we are entering into states of conflicts, and more we are starting to see problems of mental health issues around the world, and more we see the requirements for psychologists, therapists, and yet we have less of them, we have too less of them, and we have too many people with not understanding of the root cause of the problem. And meditation is one of these conscious practices that will allow an individual to sit back and relax and watch what is happening in the internal world. And if there is a provision of a proper guided meditation, then the individual can start to see different layers of how it is working in the internal world, henceforth bringing out the sense of relaxation, the acceptance, and simple joy of being present in every moment. It starts from this moment, at the moment in meditation, and more experiences of these tiny moments in the meditation will gather up and allow the individual to have enough courage and power and compassion to actually look out in the world in their own problems of their own individual life and understand the root cause of these problems as well, which starts to clear out a lot of mental health problems as well and lots of different conflicts that we have around the world. It simply allows us to know what we are in our true reality, in totality. Of course, we are on the layer of the mind, our identities, our ideas and everything. But unless we understand how they are being formed, how they are rooted, and how and why we attach ourselves to different ideas, if we do not understand them, then there are problems. But we don't understand the cause of the problems. But if we can go in and see how the ideas are affecting, how different thoughts and different communications around the human world is affecting each other, and it is clearly visible when we go in, then that allows an individual a different perspective on life, which is a kind of perspective highly, highly needed at this point in our time. And meditation is what allows it to happen. Nothing else, actually, as far as I can see, nothing else apart from meditation can allow this to happen. Some people may say there can be a proper conversation, proper communication, and sharing each other's problems and ideas. Yes, all of those can work as an additional layer to the state of each and every individual on that in that conversation, while they have already seen the problems, how they affect them individually, and how their mind works around different ideas and different emotions regarding those ideas. Then that group can start a conversation. And this conversation will not be in the surficial level, but it will be on a deeper human presence, in a layer of deeper human experience, where, in fact, in the real, real sense, all the ideas we are presenting in this conversation are there to help us live our life. But in the root, we both are same. We all are same. We all don't know what's going on. We all don't know what's happening. And that's why we should really come together and be in a single boat. Actually realize that we all are already in a single boat and try to cooperate. And again, meditation allows that.
Dear friends, we want to publish these life-changing conversations as a book. And for that, we need your help. Please leave your thoughts on our Facebook page, Maya Satsang. And also, share this podcast with your friends. Every thought is valuable, and every share counts.